It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi there. Welcome to Monday. Border Crossings on the air once again for another weekend. We're off and running with a new program and a whole new week in a whole new month. And I'll tell you about our new giveaway in just a couple of minutes. Right now, we've got a request from Nairobi, Kenya, and Caroline, who is tuned in to Border Crossings. And she says, I want to play this song for all the people who are feeling down. So here you go. This is Will Smith getting jiggy with it.
Bring it.
On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor pro, I know you know. I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit, gotta get jiggy with it. That's it, now honey, honey, come ride. TKNY, all up in my eyes. You got a Prada bag with a lot of stuff in it. Give it to your friend, let's spin. Everybody looking at me, glancing a kid. Wishing they was dancing a jig here with this handsome kid. Stick a cigar right from Cuba Cuba. I just bite it, it's for the look, I don't light it. Little way to ammo on the hand, stay on play. Give it up, jiggy, make it feel like foreplay. Yo, my cardio is infinite. Ha ha, Big Willie style's all in it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. What? You on the ball with your kid? Watch your step, you might fall trying to do what I did. Mama, I'ma come close side in the middle of the club with the rubber dub. No love for the haters mad cause I got floor seats at the Lakers. See me on the 50-yard line with the Raiders. Met Ali, he told me I'm the greatest. I got the fever for the flavor of a crowd pleaser. DJ play another from the prince of this, your highness. Only bad chicks riding my whip. South to the west, to the east, to the north. Bump my hips and watch them go off, but go off. And yes, yes, sure, and you don't stop in the winter order. I makes it high, getting jiggy with them. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. 850 IS, if you need a lift. Who's the kid in the drop? Who else? Will Smith. Living that life, some consider a myth. Rock from South Street to 125th. Women used to tease me, give it to me now, nice and easy. Since I moved up like Georgia Wheezy. Cream to the maximum, I'll be asking them. Would you like to bounce with the brother that's platinum? Never see Will attacking them. Rather play ball with Shaq and them. Flatten them, like getting. Thought I took a spell, but I didn't. Trust the lady of my life, she hitting. Hit her with a drop top, with the ribbon. Crib for my mom on the outskirts of Philly. You trying to flex on me? Don't be silly. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it.
Thanks. And that is Will Smith getting jiggy with it. And Will Smith getting jiggy in the American film theaters because over the weekend, his new movie, Focus, tops the box office receipts. His newest film, Focus, brought in $19.1 million its first weekend and was the number one movie. And Will is busy, 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 busy. He just finished filming another movie that is coming out Christmas time. And it is called Concussion, and it is a football sports film. So that'll be coming out around Christmas time, and Will Smith stars in that. And there's also talk of another Bad Boys film with Martin Lawrence. So You never know what's going on. Will Smith, busy guy. Now, there's one thing that I have heard, that he and his wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, not having a good marriage right now. There are all kinds of rumors. The two of them are living separately and so on and so forth. But, I've often wondered how they're making it work, because both of them are very, very strong-charactered people. Both of them are very much in demand and very busy with their film careers. And they've made it last a long, long time. And in Hollywood, that's not easy to do. So we'll see if it's just rumor or if there's any truth to the stories about their relationship problems. We welcome you to Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, and I am so happy you're with us here on a Monday. I mentioned at the start that we've got a new contest, and here's how this one goes. Pretty simple. Just listen to win, and I will do the lucky listener random selection from your email and Facebook and phone call entries into the contest. You don't have to make a request. And by the way, you're also welcome to mail in an entry. If you find that mailing a letter to us is the best and easiest and most affordable way to reach out, go right ahead and send a letter to Border Crossings in Washington, D.C., Post Office Box, or excuse me, zip code 20237, because we don't have a post office box, but it's Border Crossings 20237, Washington, D.C., and the letters will get to us. So make sure you mail those in as well, and you'll get into the giveaway. And if you do it now, there's a good chance that we'll get your letter and entry in time for the end of the month, because sometimes these letters take a long time to get here. But if you do it now, you'll get involved. And what we're giving away, a VOA T-shirt, and not only a VOA T-shirt, also, since it is the Sound of Music's 50th anniversary, we'll give you a copy of the soundtrack to The Sound of Music with all the great hits that they had sung by Julie Andrews back in the film 50 years ago. So those two prizes are what we're giving away for the entire month of March, now that spring is almost here. Just around the corner. Doesn't feel like it in Washington, but spring is a few weeks away. So if you want to win our contest, you got to enter. If you don't enter, you definitely won't win. That's how simple that is. Becky is listening. Becky Lisseli Ndalama is tuned in to Border Crossings. And MTV says the reason this song is so successful, two reasons. Number one, it's simple and doesn't have a hook necessarily, but it's simple and it's slow. It's got a funky groove going on. It's not a fast-tempoed song. So that's what MTV says are the reasons that this song's been number one for over 7 weeks. I think it is 5 weeks in the UK. This song is called Uptown Funk. It's Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Some nigga in it. Take a sip, sign the check. Julio, get the stretch. Right to Harlem, Hollywood, Jackson, Mississippi. If we show up, we gon' show out. Smoother than a fresh drop. Skip it. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. Make a dragon roll a retirement. I'm too hot. Trick say my name. Hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch.
Come on.
With Larry London.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear. I ain't no size two, but I can shake it like I'm supposed to do. 'Cause I got that boom boom that all the boys chase. I see the magazine working out Photoshop. We know that ain't real. Come on now, make it stop. If you got beauty, beauty, just raise them up. 'Cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me don't worry about your size. She says boys like a little more booty to hold at night. And no, I won't be no stick figure silicone Barbie doll. So if that's what you're into, then go ahead and move along. Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass. Hey, I'm bringing booty back. You know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, because you know I'm all about that.
Crossings and the lovely and talented Megan Trainor, who has been writing songs since she was 11, and she's written music for other people. She started off writing music for country music singers and kind of changed direction a little bit. And she didn't have the confidence to make the music herself. You know, she thought, I don't have the look of a pop star. She's in 17 magazine right now, and in her interview, she reveals that her father encouraged her, despite her body shape, you know, and size, to pursue her dreams of being a singer and get on stage and do your thing. And she's always wondered, I don't look like a pop star. I don't have the teeny tiny figure. But it was, L.A. Reid at the record label who said, look, stop writing these songs and start recording them. I want to see you up on stage singing these songs. So she said, okay, you're the boss. So she did, and lo and behold, All About That Bass shot right up to number one and has made Meghan Trainor a star, even though she admits she still hasn't been paid for All About That Bass or for Lips Are Moving, which are the two big hits, and she's out on tour right now. And she says the reason she hasn't gotten paid yet is because record companies typically send out the royalty checks in April. So in April, she's going to get a big check, but she hasn't been paid yet. And she's on the road touring for her new album, Tidal. She's doing her thing. So I like her music. I like her style. She's a very soft-spoken kind of girl from Nantucket in Massachusetts. That's Meghan Trainor. All About the Bass by request for Michael Adote, who listens to us in London. So hello to Michael in London, and thank you for joining us on Border Crossings. Kevin has checked in with us. Mogiri Machuki, longtime listener in Kenya. Ed Kofi is with us. Sammy Couture is tuned in. And Sammy wanted a song for Don Williams' birthday today, which, happy birthday, Don. But Sammy, you've been listening long enough to know that it takes 3 to 5 days to get a song played. So if you request it today, it won't be on before 3 to 5 days. Could be as long as 5, could be as short as 3, but we can't get a song on right away, even if it's a birthday or something. If you know a birthday's coming, give us 3 to 5 days, and that will get that song on in time for you. Neo Cree, I don't C-H-R-I, Neo Cree Ray is a new listener in Ethiopia who checked in with us. Bercy is listening, so hello Bercy. Swabra and Esegid Yeshi, or Esegid Yeshi, is listening to Border Crossing. So thank you everybody for going to facebook.com/VOA Larry London and saying hello and checking in and let me know that you're with us. And of course, you can always make a request while you're at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. You can go to twitter.com and send a tweet to BCVOA. Or, as always, our phone lines are open, 202-619-2077. 202-619-2077. Hope you had a nice weekend and are ready for the new week ahead. And this hour and every day throughout March, we're giving away a VOA t-shirt and a Sound of Music soundtrack. So stay tuned all month long. All right, Ken requested a song. Ken in Kenya says, Hujambo, Larry. I have a request I want to hear from Kid Rock. Now, Kid Rock is in the news. He's been the spotlight in Rolling Stone magazine and apparently didn't have nice things to say about Beyonce. He went on to say in his interview, I'm quite not impressed with Beyonce. I'm amazed that she's as big. This is his words. I'm amazed that she's as big as she is, and she hasn't had a mega hit. She's not had a mega hit yet, but she's huge. He acknowledges that. He says she's just not for me. So that's what. And I don't think Beyonce's target fan is Kid Rock either. But here's Kid Rock and a song called All Summer Long for Ken in Kenya.
Somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan. Splashing through the sandbar, talking by the campfire. It's the simple things in life like shined upon her head, and we would try.
change. Oh, how we thought those days would never end. Sometimes I hear that song and I'll start to sing along and think, man, I'd love to see that girl again.
Man, I'd like to see that girl again.
Hey. And we were trying different things and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song, sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow, singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
Hey, this is Kid Rock hanging with Larry London. Come on with it.
Crossings and the lovely Selena Gomez, whose ex-boyfriend Justin Bieber turned 21 over the weekend, and he went to a private island to have a birthday party so he couldn't upset his neighbors that way. He went to a private Caribbean island and had a big birthday party. Selena Gomez, by request for Aiden, who is in Kenya listening to the show, along with A Honey, Mercedes, and Mike. The song is called Write Your Name. Selena Gomez says that she met Zed in a very strange place. And actually, it's Zed who tells the story that he needed to go to the bathroom. And so he went out of his studio and he went to a bathroom in the recording studio building that he was working in. And in front of the bathroom, coming out of the bathroom while he was going in, was his record company boss, who said to him, I got somebody you got to meet. Her name is Selena Gomez. I want to introduce you. He said, okay, well, let me go to the bathroom first. So he went in and he did his business. Then he came out and then the guy introduced him to Selena Gomez and Zed met each other. And then he said, we should work together. She said, yeah. 2 weeks later, they were in the studio recording. And now it seems as though they're more than business partners. Seems they're spotted together a lot having dinner and looking very romantic with one another. And Selena Gomez is a very sweet girl who really genuinely cares about her fans. She reached out to a fan who friended her on Facebook and apparently was writing things that led one to believe maybe the person was considering suicide. And so Selena reached out to that person and said, God brought us together for a reason. And we are here for relationships, for people just like us who sometimes feel worthless. Your purpose is to share, help, and encourage. Remember that. Before you think of taking your own life, think of all that the lives you could save. And I do love you. And she went on to say, I know that, I'm sorry that I had to share this story with everybody, but every life is worth the time. So there you go. So Selena Gomez, very nice person doing some nice things. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Halfway through the Monday show already. Time just flying by. Nicki Minaj is launching her tour for her new album, The Pink Perfect, on March the 16th. She kicks off the tour in Stockholm, Sweden. And the tour will run through middle of April and end in Scotland. And she's going on tour with Trey Songz. She just announced a new act will open for her, Meek Mill, who is a rapper. And just so happens, Nicki is dating Meek Mill. So, there you go. Here is Nicki Minaj by request for Claude Shabani, who is tuned into Border Crossings, and this is called Anaconda.
My anaconda don't, my anaconda don't, my anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
Boy, toy named Troy used to live in Detroit. Big, big, big money, he was getting some coins. Was the shootouts with the Lord, but he lived in a palace. Boy, bought me Alexander McQueen, he was keeping me stylish. Now that's real, real, real. One in my purse, cause I came just to kill. Who wanna go first? I had them pushing daffodils. I'm fly as hell, I got them thirsty, Jack and Phil. I'm on some dumb shit.
By the way, what he say? He can tell I ain't missing no meals. Come through and check him in my automobile. Let him eat it with his grills. He keep telling me to chill. He keep telling me it's real that he love my sex appeal. He said he don't like him bony. He wants something he can grab. So I pull up in a jag and I hit him with a jab like dun dun dun.
Hun.
Oh my gosh, look at her butt. Oh my gosh, look at her butt. Oh my gosh, look at her butt.
Look at her butt.
Look at her butt. This dude named Michael used to buy motorcycles. It's bigger than a tower. I ain't talking about Eiffels. Real country anaconda, let me play with his rifles. Cookie put his butt to sleep, now we call him.
Hun.
Oh my gosh, look at her butt.
her butt.
Larry London on VOA1's Border Crossings.
The black survivors.
The emperor's lions are like enormous pet dogs.
The black survivors.
Here we go.
How can you be sitting there telling me that you care? That you care. When every time I look around, the people suffer in the suffering in every way. In everywhere. Hey. Na, 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 na. The black survivors. The black survivors. The black survivors. The black survivors. I tell you what, some people got everything. Some people got nothing. Some people got hopes and dreams. Some people got ways and means. Na, 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 na.
Here we go.
The black survivors.
The lion is Cuba.
The black survivors. The black survivors.
The lion is Cuba.
The black survivors.
Crossings, and it's Bob Marley in a song you don't hear all that often. That is a request from Muluken Sege of Ethiopia, and it is called Survival on Border Crossings. And so thank you, Muluken, for making the request. I want to say hello to Josephine, who just sent in her request on Facebook. Abnuel, who is a new listener. Moses in Nigeria. And also all of our new friends on Facebook, Sri and Fanuel, Petros. Nizi Miana is a new fan, or Nizi Yimana. Mogis Moji, Denise Tiamo, Patrick is new. Patrick Ferguson, Celinda Vincent, Fevin Zudu, Zedu, Ashu Wezi, Getachu Abate, Leo D'Souza, Mark Wilson, Geta Mesfin, Michael Getachu, Carlos Brown, McGarrett Gideon, let's see, Burhanu Asfa. Those are all new fans of our page. So we welcome you to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And I also want to acknowledge that Ria, Cayetano, and Saidu all checked out a photo I put up there on Friday. The biggest controversy on the internet right now is this dress Is it white and gold or is it blue and black? Apparently, the experts are saying depending on your mood will change the way it appears to you. Something to do with the brain, something to do with the processing of, you know, the way you see things, the way your brain processes things. It's kind of odd because, I did look at the picture. It was obviously white and gold to me. And then I looked at it again later in the day and it was blue and black. The same photo. And I thought, oh, somebody's messing with me. Somebody's changing the picture. But then I went to Felicia in her office and I saw blue and black and she saw white and gold at the same time with the same photo. So no one is messing around and people can be standing side by side. This is a real, true phenomenon. And I put the photo of the dress up on our Facebook page, so see for yourself. And I am looking at all of the comments that people have posted next to the dress, and it is legitimately, it is 50-50, blue and black and white and gold, depending on what you see. It's the same photo, and nobody's changing it. So this is kind of really attracting a lot of attention. It was done as a science experiment, and nobody thought it would get as big as it has. But this photo on the internet has just blown up. It's just huge because everybody's just amazed at why you're seeing two different colors. And I'm also told somewhere along the line that the actual real life color of the real dress in real life was blue and black. But Vince, you're seeing it white and gold. See, there you go. There you go. So go check it out. Facebook.com/VOA Larry London and see for yourself. And check it out a couple times during the day and see if it changes colors. It's a, you know, the scientists say it changes based on your moods. If you're suffering stress, you'll see one thing. If you're happy and relaxed, you'll see another thing. So check it out. All right. The contest is coming up in just a little bit. All month long, giving away VOA t-shirts and the soundtrack to The Sound of Music. So hang around. That's coming up in just minutes. But first, a request from Kabede Solomon, who said, I've been listening to your show, Larry, for 10 years. And I love listening to the show. I live in a remote area of the country, and I am an art teacher. And I would love to hear the song from Celine Dion, A New Day Has Come. Please play it. Kabede Solomon, here's your request. 10 years in the making on Border Crossings.
I was waiting for so long for a miracle to come. Everyone told me to be strong, and don't shed a tear. Through the darkness and good times, I knew I'd make it. And the world thought I had it all, but I was waiting for you.
on VOA 1.
Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard, said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars. Like a swinging vine, swing my heart across the line. In my face is flashing signs. Seek it out and ye shall find. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. Kills me, makes me feel alive. Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard, said no more counting dollars. Burn down this river every turn. Hope is our four-letter word. Make that money, watch it burn. Oh, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. And I feel something so wrong. We're doing the right thing. I could lie, could lie, could lie. Everything that drowns me makes me wanna fly. Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard, said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Makes me feel alive. Hey, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been playing hard, said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars.
It's Border Crossings One Republic, and the song is Counting Stars, and it's dedicated from our friend Mogiri Machuki and Kisi Kenya to everyone around the world. Augustinos checked in, and Nicholas Chen also checked in and wrote a little comment and said about something about my teeth based on my photos on Facebook. It was a nice comment. You have nice teeth. So I, okay, thank you. Thank you very much. They cost enough. But anyway, thank you, Nicholas, for observing and complimenting my teeth. All right, it's Border Crossings. It's time now for our CD giveaway and T-shirt giveaway. Today is the first day of a month's worth of contests. We've got the T-shirt, VOA T-shirt, and the Sound of Music soundtrack with all the big hits sung from the film by Julie Andrews, because it's the 50th anniversary of the Sound of Music. Today, our lucky listener of the day is Heritier Orlembe. So congratulations to Heritier. Way to go, and congratulations. And as soon as we get your mailing address, we'll know where to send the prizes. And Heritier, here is your request for Rihanna on Border Crossings, and this is called Man Down.
Man down, rum pa pa pum, rum pa pa pum, rum pa pa pum. Rum-pa-pa-pum, rum-pa-pa-pum. Man down, rum-pa-pa-pum, rum-pa-pa-pum, rum-pa-pa-pum.
Crossings, Rihanna, and Shot a Man Down. Hertier Orwarlembe requested that song on Border Crossings. Have some Rihanna news for you. In fact, Saidu wrote in and asked me the question, why haven't Rihanna and Beyonce worked together? Do they not like each other? And I responded to him by saying, it's nothing personal that I'm aware of. Nothing's been written about the two of them having any reason to not work together. The only thing I can think of is their record companies are different. And usually that prevents a lot of artists from collaborating because of their record contracts. And they're not allowed to work with other labels because who's going to make the money? Who's going to get the proper proceeds from the sale of a song that features two artists from two different labels? So that's an issue. Here's some things about Rihanna you may not have known. First of all, everybody knows she turned 27 a couple weeks ago, so happy birthday. But you may not have known that she has 23 tattoos. She has 23 tattoos. She's very proud of all of them. She's got a musical note behind her ear. She's got the word slow written on a finger. She's got some slogan on her chest. She's got things behind the back of her neck. She's got a little artwork all over the place. Rihanna will also be the voice of a character in an animated film called Home that is opening up March 27th. And she's got a new song from the film she sings that's on the soundtrack coming out March 17th. And her own new album is expected out in this next year called R8, Rate. It'll be her eighth album. And there's talk that she's going to go on tour with Kanye West. So there you go. Some news about Rihanna on Border Crossings. Hey, thank you very much for listening. Thanks to our audio tech, Brian, behind the board, and Vince, our producer-director today. Thank you for listening to Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, and we'll continue this tomorrow at 1500 Universal. Have a great night. This is the VOA1 Music Network.
Larry's on Twitter. Follow him at BCVOA.